We are now joined by Danny West of HawkSports.com. So if you have a recruiting question, Danny is here to answer those questions for the next 30 minutes. You can also send us your question via the Keithley Service Company live fan feedback. We will read those questions and get them to Danny. Danny, first off, let's start with Hogs and Wildcats tonight. Your thoughts on the Razorbacks as they travel to Kentucky to take on the Kentucky Wildcats inside Rupp Arena?
Well, it's going to be very tough, Trey. We all know that. I was looking earlier. I think Kentucky, during midweek conference games, have won their games by an average of about 20. So, you know, it's always tough to go into Rupp Arena, whether it's on a Thursday, a Tuesday, or a Saturday. So, but you know what? If they can shoot the ball better than they did the last time against Kentucky, then I think you got to give them a chance. It's going to come down to officiating, probably. You know, whoever's fouling more, and you kind of got to give the edge to Kentucky at home. They're probably going to get a few more calls than Arkansas. So it's going to be a lot to overcome. But I was listening to you guys earlier, and I totally agree. It's by far the biggest game of the season and probably thus far the biggest game of Mike Anderson's tenure here.
And this stat, Trey, I don't know if you saw the live fan feedback in the, you know, so how I think it's a real stat, but the Corian Cabot says – it's the hardest place to win in the SEC, and in the last 5 years under Calipari, they have only lost three games at home. And
I think
two of those came last year when they didn't make the tournament. So it's going to be extremely tough. So I don't see why saying 5% is that far off.
I don't either. And Danny, you talk about them shooting better. In the game in Fayetteville, Kentucky shot 48% from the floor. Arkansas shot 38% from the floor. So a 10% difference in shooting right there, but Kentucky had 42 points in the paint.
Yeah, yeah, and Arkansas still found a way to win that game. You know, at home it's just so much better. It's so much easier to find a late spurt like you saw in that game. But, yeah, they did not shoot the ball well that night. They're going to have to do a lot better than that tonight. I know that much.
Well, they made one more three-pointer than Kentucky did. Kentucky made one more field goal than Arkansas did, but Arkansas made three more free throws than Kentucky did. And that last crucial offensive rebound by Michael Qualls, which was his third of the game, his rebound putback slam won the game for the Razorbacks.
It'd be nice if he could come up with maybe one more of those tonight.
Yes.
Maybe one more SportsCenter top 10. That's what they need from Mike tonight.
You're exactly right. Hey, let's go to the phones. Let's go to Hazelwood. Hazelwood, welcome to Overtime.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. Trey, Mr. Matt Jones, Freaky Joe, and I'd like to welcome you, Danny West, and the question is to you. Danny, as I was watching, and I know a lot of people don't follow kind of like you do and as I do about recruiting, but on National Signing Day, I'm sitting there watching. I luckily had the day off, and I'm watching all these kids that's signing with Florida State, signing with Wisconsin, signing with Ohio State. And they're listing kids that are in their top five that came to Arkansas's campus and visited Arkansas. So what I'm saying is not a knock on Bielema, but it's a two thumbs up to Bielema. That do you not think he brought in more kids than any coach ever has?
I do, and I think a perfect example of that is just this weekend coming up. You look at the junior day list. Yeah, of course, a couple of those four stars that's coming in this week are already committed to you. But then you've got Will Gregg, K.J. Hill, obviously both of those guys from in the state. But then you look at Texas and what they're sending up here. Chris Warren, four-star running back out of Rockwall, Texas. Ronald Jones, another four-star running back. Jalen Austin, one of the highest recruited wide receivers in Texas. So, yeah. We're seeing it a lot more. Now, it just for me, I think it comes down to you've got to win some more games and hopefully get some of those guys to go ahead and commit to you, especially early on. I feel like Arkansas has always struggled to get early big-time commitments. It's a little bit different this year. They're doing a little bit better. But, again, I think you got to – once you start winning, I think you'll see more of those kids who visit you start to, you know, pull out that hat on signing day and sign with Arkansas.
Well, that's what I thought, Danny, is if we had won a few more games, how big of an impact that could have had. Because I'm serious, and like I said, that was a great quote that you just came back with me at, that, like I said, on signing day, there was all these kids that were, you know, announcing other schools, but they'd been at our campus, and there's never been a coach, Houston, never brought in that type of player, and you can't sign a kid if you can't get them on campus. He's putting them on campus, and I think that's all we're missing is one good season to show the kids, hey, we are turning around. This is a program on the rise. And I think all you Razorback fans need to sit back and relax, because I think this guy's going to – he's bringing the kids in, and we're just that little touch away from having a great recruiting class. And with the start of this recruiting class, can you just kind of comment on that? It's what a start we're having right here, and I'll hang up and listen to you, Danny. Doing a great job, my friend.
Thank you, Hazelwood.
I appreciate it. And, yeah, let me go back to the original point. Arkansas season, I mean, that was a bad football team, guys. 3-9, gave up a million points. They were terrible last year. There's no way around that. And they were still able to get all these guys on campus and be in contention for them on signing day. And that, it goes back to my point. Once you start winning some of those games, maybe it starts to turn around. But Arkansas's 2015 class right now, the best start they've ever had in terms of Rivals rankings, all your network rankings. I think they're at number 10 or 11 in Rivals right now. So that's a pretty good start. Now you finish up with some of these junior days. You hope to continue to get the top talent from within the state this year. It's a very good in-state class. This might be the year to where Arkansas finally gets over the hump and, you know, maybe lands a top 10, top 12 type class. But again, it all comes back to what kind of season they're going to have, in my opinion.
Well, I think you make a great point, Danny, that the fact that you get those kids in, and I'm kind of with you, when you don't win a conference game, what makes you think a kid's going to come to your school? You know, a new coach, no conference games, they see that. But the fact that these coaches were able to get these players in, when you start winning some of those games, then they will start committing. I really believe so.
Yep, I'm with you.
Danny, the comments that Brett Bielema has made recently, has that hurt or helped him in recruiting? And I know we're not in the crunch time yet for the next year. We're just coming out of that signing class and everything, but looking forward to 2015, have you been able to get a pulse with some of the recruits about his comments, and has that helped or hurt?
I don't think it's hurt him. You know, the proof will all come out in the pudding, I guess, but I think if anything, it might eventually help him. You know, you got to tip your hat to Brett right now. He's standing his ground. You know, he takes this very seriously, and whether he comes out on the winning side or not, he's putting up a pretty good fight, and it's obvious to me that he really believes that this impacts player safety. And if that's the case, then, boy, he can go into a home and sell that to a mother and father, in my opinion. I think that could ultimately help him in some ways.
So you don't think maybe he's kind of went too far and he's too far gone where he can't backtrack?
No, well, I don't think he would ever backtrack.
Yeah,
I don't think Brett's the type that's going to back down. You know, even if he loses this battle, I he'll still continue to push for it. I know he's a non-voting member, but, again, I think he takes this very seriously and feels very strongly about it. So I don't anticipate him trying to back down from this one.
1-800-477-1037, 433-1037. The number to call to be a part of overtime today. Danny, Arkansas basketball, and Mike Anderson offered Trey Dickerson, after he went and saw him last Thursday, and he received a scholarship offer last Friday. Tell us what you know about him.
Yeah, he's a point guard from North Dakota. He's at a small community college up there. I'll tell you what, I had a chance to go up to Kansas this past weekend, took my wife to a KU game, and had a chance to sit and talk with a junior college scout up there who's pretty well respected among big-time coaches. And he knew Arkansas was going after Dickerson and Willie Atwood, the big power forward out of Oklahoma. And he told me those guys are absolutely perfect, and he completely understands why Mike wants those guys. He thinks they're perfect for his system, regardless of what their offer list look like. He thinks they're great athletes, especially Willie Atwood, the power forward. He told me he reminds him so much of Sonny Weems. So, you know, he's a little bit bigger than Sonny, but I feel like Dickerson, he told me he's going to visit Arkansas after its season comes to an end. So I feel like once he gets on campus and really gets a feel for everything, I think they'll have a pretty good shot.
I like it that they're recruiting athletes, but you still have to recruit some guys that are basketball players, like a Corey Beck was not the best athlete. I do like that, but who do we see out there that is a guy like – I think that's why they passed on I.J. Redding and didn't offer him, because he's not explosive. When you watch him, you're not like, well, this guy's the most athletic guy out there. But when it comes to his basketball IQ, he can play. And so I think they need to change a little bit of that instead of just going and getting athletes. I know that's good, but – You got to develop these guys. So you got maybe you need to get a couple guys that just are basketball players.
I'm totally with you on that. It's hard to disagree with that, Matt. Michael Qual is a perfect example. You know, he's a fantastic athlete. He can jump out of any building he goes into, but it's taken him time to develop into the player he is today, and he's still, in my opinion, a long way from where he can be. So that's the downfall of going out and trying to land a bunch of athletes. You do have to develop them, and that takes time. But I will say Trey Dickerson and Willie Atwood, they do appear to be the top two guys that they're going after right now.
Let's head to JoJo in the Rock. JoJo, welcome to Overtime.
Hey, thanks. Hey, Danny, how important would it be for Ty Storer being aboard to call KJ Hill and Greg and say, hey, look here, we're going to be tossing this field around up here. Come on and get on board with me.
Well, he's about three steps ahead of you. Ty Storer has done a great job. Rafe Peavy left off and really did a good job recruiting in last year's class, and Ty Storer picked up where he left off and has really done a good job with those guys. They really like Ty Storer. I asked Will Gregg about it a couple of weeks ago. He said, absolutely, that's going to have an impact on my decision. This guy can throw it as well as anybody in the country. Rafe Peavy's up there now. He can throw it, you know, with anybody. So quarterback would never be an issue. But Ty Storer is doing a fantastic job trying to get those guys on board. They'll be up here this weekend. I think it's important that Arkansas, looking at this junior day list, they do have some commitments coming in to try to help them, Ty Storer being one of them. So you're going to have KJ and Will Gregg, some of those in-state kids up here. So I think it's a good thing. They're doing a good job with it so far.
Danny, let's head to Kane. Kane, welcome.
Yes, sir. Guys, how you doing?
Good, Kane. What's up?
Oh, man, I was just sitting here listening, and Matt made a statement a while ago, and I wasn't going to call, but I had to call him. Arkansas did not win a conference game this past season.
Correct.
Before Balzon got to Auburn, they did not win a conference game. And now, how you say it, worst to first? If Bielema can get these kids from Arkansas in, all of these guys that they looking at, if he can get those guys in and get the players that he wants, I can't see Arkansas doing the same thing that Auburn just did.
You can't see it?
I can't.
I can
see it because these guys they are players, four stars, five stars. And as far as the quarterback, Brandon Allen better look out because Peavy is there, and Ty Storer is coming in next year. I can see those two guys there leading the pack.
I see your point too. The one thing I will tell you, Kane, it's so tough for freshmen to come in and play right away. It is, but I think in the long run, I think those two guys probably have better careers.
They can't be no worse than what Brandon Allen did this year. My God, that was a disaster. Trey, I will see you on number one over at Eagle Hills first chance you get.
It's going to be a while, Kane.
Really? I think you're scared, Trey.
I'm a little busy with work these next couple of weeks.
I think you're scared, Trey.
I'm not scared.
I know you.
Get him, Kane. Get him, Kane.
I'm not scared. Thanks, Kane.
And it's so – but It's so it really is tough, and Danny can tell you too, in my experience there, that there was one kid that came in as a freshman my 4 years there and was just could go. Now, there was every class, you're going to have six, seven guys that play, mm-hmm. but there was only one kid my 4 years there that could go. And I would say probably McFadden. I wasn't there with McFadden. Peyton Hillis would have been the next closest. When he came in as a freshman, you knew this kid was going to play.
Well, McFadden and Jones were. It's just that he didn't play them early. And that's why Arkansas lost the game to Vanderbilt, is because I think, Danny, between the two of them, they had a carry each.
Yeah, they did. And I'll go back to what he said about Auburn. There's two big differences there. Number one was the talent level that Malzahn took over. It was, in my opinion, far and away better than what Bielema inherited here. And then, two, Gus Malzahn was pretty familiar with everybody on that roster. He recruited a lot of those guys. They were familiar with him and his philosophy. So that was a pretty big advantage into what they were able to do last season, that quick turnaround. Bielema, he said it many times. All of his assistants have told us, we're not here for a quick fix. You know, it's going to take some time. They do have to, they're going from a complete, totally different offensive philosophy. That takes time to learn, takes time to develop some of these kids. And, again, the talent level was so low that it is going to take a few years.
Well, that's a good point, because look at Auburn's tackle. He might be the first offensive lineman taken in the draft, and some are saying – third, fourth, he's not going to make it past pick five. That's talent there.
Who did Arkansas have that's going in the first round?
You got
round?
Travis Swanson as a center, but he's not going to be a top five pick.
He's not going to be in the first round either. Chris Smith isn't going to be in the first round. Might not be in the first two rounds. Let's go to Danny in Whitehall. Danny, thanks for calling. Welcome to Overtime.
Hey, I hope y'all doing all right today. Hey, Danny, just real quick. I grew up in Rising. I lived Rising the first 19 years of my life. I just want to tell you that. I heard you was from Rising, but I done gone the time you came there probably. I want to ask you, is Ryan Mallett and Ty Story, are they in the same mold? I mean, that might go without saying.
I think they're totally different players. Ty Story doesn't have that arm strength. Does have a big arm, but more than anything, what makes Ty Story so great is his accuracy. He can put the ball anywhere he wants it. He does have a strong arm, but nowhere near as strong as Ryan, in my opinion. And again, Ty Story is a very smart quarterback. Doesn't always play the toughest competition down at Charleston, but well, I've seen him enough to know that he's football IQ very high. He's just a football savvy kid. He watches a ton of film. I remember one time I asked him, I said, hey, you going deer hunting this weekend? He's like, no, if I do, I'll bring my little iPad and watch film the whole time, so I probably won't do a whole lot of hunting. So he's a gym rat, loves to be in the film room, and his football IQ is through the roof, so that ultimately helps him.
Let's head to Tony. Tony, welcome to Overtime.
Yes, I want to apologize. I missed some of that on the recruiting on the basketball front. I was wondering if Danny could talk about them junior college guys that's trying to get, and something about a Miller guy, the point guard. His last name Miller, I believe.
That's Dickerson.
Okay, Dickerson.
There is a Miller, Daquan Miller, out of he's a
but not in this class, right?
Well, it's funny you ask, because he's kind of on the verge. He could come out this year. He doesn't have to go back to junior college next year, so a lot of it is going to depend on what his offer list looks like. Arkansas has made contact with him. They're going to go see him next Monday. So if he gets those type of offers, I think he'll go ahead and come out this year and sign with somebody. But as of right now, he could be a 2014 or 15 kid. But going back, Trey Dickerson, point guard up at a small Williston State Community College in North Dakota, very off the radar, off the map, small school up there. And then Willie Atwood, power forward, 6'8", 215, out of Oklahoma Junior College. He's a guy that some people say is, just an athletic freak. So those are your two top targets right now.
Danny, we're about to hit the break, but we've still got some Keithley Service Company live fan feedback and some more calls. You going to be able to hold on today?
I got all day.
All right. Well, real quick, this Keithley Service Company live fan feedback from Brad in Highland. Danny, do you foresee U of A offering anyone during or after the junior day? Anyone in particular do you have in mind?
I know what he's getting at, and yes, Deion Stewart from Highland, Arkansas. I feel like here in the next, if it doesn't happen this weekend, I think here in the next 3 to 4 weeks, I do think Arkansas will offer him. He's got offers from Ole Miss and Louisville already. And if they do go ahead and offer him, I would expect Deion to jump on board.
Brent in Little Rock, hang on the line. We'll get to you out of the break. Danny West is going to hang on with us as well. We'll have him for another 10, 15 minutes or so. It's Overtime on the Buzz Radio Network. Matt Jones, Trey Schaap, the Freak, Freaky Joe Franklin. Stay with us. Welcome Danny West back in. Let's head to Brent in The Rock. Brent, welcome.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. How are you?
Doing good. Just wanted to call in about the Hogs. It's been a nice couple of weeks not having to hear all these little bandwagon fans calling for Mike Anderson's job and talking about how horrible our kids are and everything. So just wanted to say it's looking good there. Even if they go and lose tonight, we're still going in the right track. So go Hogs on that point. And did they ever get anything worked out? I got cut off the other day. My phone died when we were talking about the whole Jim Harbaugh thing. Did they ever sign him, or is there any more word about that?
I don't believe there is. I don't think the Browns didn't get him.
Yeah, it seems evident to me. I mean, I know Mike Singletary before, you know, they're from the same hard-nosed kind of style, played on the Bears together in that 85 team and everything. It seems evident to me that front office is just soft, and they're really about to mess up that whole organization from what's been built. And I think Mike Singletary, even though he was a little extreme, I mean, he started them off and started that whole foundation that Jim Harbaugh walked into and took it and ran with it. And I just can't believe they're trying to – I mean, I'm not even a 49ers fan, but I can't believe they're doing what they're doing and even
right.
thinking about doing it. It's just insane to me. But
right.
like I said, I just wanted to call in with that and say, you know, proud of the Hogs and what they're doing, getting focused, getting better every day. And just been nice not to hear the little bandwagon fans calling for jobs and saying how horrible our kids are these last couple of weeks. It's been enjoyable to listen to the show without having to hear that.
Thank you, Brent.
We'll talk to you later.
All right, take care. Danny, if you can, go over some of the big-time names that will be in attendance at Junior Day this Saturday or this weekend up in Fayetteville.
Okay, I'll start with the Arkansas commits. Ty Story, four-star quarterback. Everybody knows Ty Story.
Any chance that he might become a five-star QB?
You know what? I'm really close to pushing for that. I think Ty Story has five-star qualities. The one holdback that will always be against him as long as he's at Charleston is the competition he faces. Now, let me say this. He will be at our rivals camp next weekend. We're going to Dallas. He came down to it last year. I thought he was one of the top two or three guys in attendance there. Like I told him last night, if we want this five-star status, go down there and just leave no doubt that you're the man. And, you know, he's thrown against some five-star guys before. He went to the Under Armour Underclassmen Challenge down in Florida in January and went up against a couple of five-stars there and really held his own. And you could argue that he was the best quarterback there. So he will have a chance. I think, you know, the stats speak for themselves, the championships. He's going to take care of all of that. But what it's going to come down to is, you know, the national recruiting analyst, are they going to overlook the competition he faces and go ahead and give him a five-star? I hope it happens.
I'm going to have to say I hope he stays at a four-star because experience over the last 20 years, how many five-star quarterbacks has Arkansas got? I want to say two, and none of them have been any.
They haven't panned out.
Yeah, so let's stay at four-star. That way we know he'll be the guy.
There you go.
But I'm with you. I wouldn't see any reason why he wouldn't be a five-star.
Little reverse logic there.
You know, but as far as Arkansas beating Kentucky tonight, let's keep him at a four-star.
There you go. Arkansas has not had very much luck with five-stars. Darren McFadden is one that obviously panned out.
And I'm just saying quarterbacks, though. Was Mallett a five-star going to Michigan and then transferred in?
Yeah. That's
okay.
Right.
See, I thought so. So he had mm-hmm. a little bit of success, but Gary Brashears, I know he was the number two quarterback in the country,
and just him and Mustaine,
Right. Mustang was the other one, yeah.
We'll keep Todd's story at a 4-star.
I like it. put like a 4-star plus. Yeah.
Well, but let's say this, okay, if he does make it to a 5-star and then he comes in and lights it up, well, then that can show you that, okay, Arkansas can land a 5-star quarterback even from their own backyard, and he does do well.
Oh, yeah, and if you think kids don't look at that, you're crazy. I mean, other recruits, they would eat that up. I think that would have a big impact on even guys like Will Gregg and K.J. Hill. But anyway, going down the list, Arkansas commits Ty Story, Zach Rogers, 4-star offensive lineman out of Texas, Colton Jackson, 3-star offensive lineman out of Conway. Those guys are committed and will be up here this weekend. Then you've got some guys that do have offers, but they haven't committed yet. Will Gregg, K.J. Hill, we've talked a lot about those guys. Datrion Dean from Fort Smith, Northside, he's going to announce on June the 30th, and I feel really good that he's going to be a Hog. Chris Warren, Ronald Jones, a couple of 4-star running backs out of Texas coming up. I mentioned Jalen Austin, big-time wide receiver out of Texas. And then, as the last caller before the break asked about, Deion Stewart from Highland, a very fast wide receiver. He might remind some people of Joe Adams. He's going to be up here, and again, I think he's got a very good chance to land an offer here pretty soon. His teammate Avery Johnson will be here. He's an athlete. He's got a couple offers, Arkansas State, Southern Miss. Sam Tecklenburg, offensive lineman out of Texas, does not have an offer, but they're giving him a pretty strong look. And then Dehu Green out of Moore, Oklahoma. I wouldn't be surprised if they offered him this weekend. Big wide receiver. So that's the list.
I was going to change it up a little bit and just see if you saw any of the combine with the 4 Arkansas guys there and your thoughts on that.
I'll tell you, I was really proud of Chris Smith. You know, going into the draft, I was worried about his height. You know, he's only about 6'1", maybe a shade over 6'1". I was worried about Chris, and I thought that might hurt him. But, man, he went up there, and I thought he really showed out. So good for him. He's a great guy. I'm really pulling for Chris. And the latest projections I saw was about 3rd round. So that's pretty good money there. So I'd love to see him go that high or even higher.
Is Swanson still – because before the combine, I saw that Swanson was going to be the first center taken, and it was in the 2nd round. Did he do enough at the combine, you know, to kind of – I think most of the players, they kind of do what they is expected. Some of the players don't. Some of the players really do better. But I think he was one of those guys that kind of did what was expected. Is he still possibly the first center taken in the draft?
Yeah, and I agree with you on that. I don't think he really helped his stock, but he didn't hurt it. You know, I would have liked to have seen a few more bench reps. I think he finished with 20. That might be a little bit of a holdback, but, you know, Travis Swanson, he's just a football player. I don't care what he bench presses.
Right.
You talk to the guy, very smart guy, takes care of business off the field. Some team out there, one of those 32 teams,
right,
they're going to fall in love with him and take him. I'm not sure it'll be in the 1st round. I would expect it to be in the early 2nd, but I don't think he's hurt himself so far.
To quote Warren Sapp, I'll do the bench press when they put it out there on the 30-yard line.
That's right.
Hey, Danny, let's switch back to basketball real quick. King McClure, what's the latest on him?
Yeah, you just hope to get him on campus. That is a big-time kid, 5-star. He's going to have a ton of offers, already does. He's going to have a lot of options to choose from, but 2015 kid, you just hope to get him on campus. That's basically where it stands right now. I think he has been up here before. I think he will be returning, and hopefully you can just get one of those official visits and things go well, and maybe you've got a shot, but you're still in the mix right now.
And who else is in the mix on him?
You name it. Everybody in the country wants King McClure.
And talk about his game a little bit.
He's a big guy. You know, he does everything well. He's a very versatile kid down low, really strong, a good shooter. You know, tons of production at his level, and obviously they play some pretty good ball over there. So he's a total package. They don't hand out many 5-stars. But I think he's definitely worthy of it. That's a really good-looking kid.
Yeah, he is. And Boy, it would be a nice coup if Arkansas could find a way to get him.
Yeah.
If you could get Keen McClure, Kayvon Allen, and get them to stay and then bring Malik Monk in on the tail end of that.
Now you're talking.
I just wish Portis was around when Malik gets up there. I do. I think Portis has gotten better every 2 weeks. He's gotten better. I think he really is probably a two and done guy, and so they'll miss each other. Yeah.
You know what? I saw a projection the other day that
31.
That somebody, yeah, that's exactly right. That kind of worries you a little bit.
You're talking about this year?
This year's draft. Bobby Portis, 31.
Well, you should. The rule of thumb is if you're not a lottery pick after a freshman, you should come back for one more year. But, if you're a first-rounder and you want to go, you can't fault a kid for going in the first round.
That's exactly right. I've always felt like Bobby would stick around for at least 2 years, but – man, you almost hope he doesn't do well down the stretch.
Well, you want Arkansas to do well, but
you want
Bobby to stick around as well.
Yeah, you got it.
Danny, as always, we appreciate it. Thanks for the extra time today, and we'll talk to you next week after we have a big junior day in Fayetteville, and plus we'll look ahead to what's going to be going on down in Dallas next weekend.
Sounds good, bud.